3 by-elections in the Western Cape this week, and it was a shellacking for the ANC and the Democratic Alliance, because the Patriotic Alliance, coming out of almost nowhere to take 2 wards, one in the Swartland, one in Oudtshoorn, also in the Cederberg, Eerste, wins a ward off the ANC. Wayne Sussman is the election analyst, been looking at by-elections. Is shellacking the right word to use here, particularly for the ANC and the DA? Morning, Wayne.
Yes, good morning, Lester. Yes, it was a shellacking. When a party grows from 1% to 65% in Oudtshoorn, and beats the ANC by a landslide, that is a shellacking. This is an astonishing result. The Patriotic Alliance across the country have had many good by-election nights, but none quite like this, picking up 2 wards and coming very close to winning a third.
Tell me about the Swartland, because you describe the Swartland as this historic DA blue wall in the Western Cape, and the PA managing to take a ward off the DA there.
Correct. Maud Goliath, the DA candidate, very well known in the community, coming out of retirement, and the PA breaking down this blue wall to win their first ever council seat in Swartland. Very narrow, 28 votes. Lester, that shows you every single vote counts. And the PA edging the DA there. And it's a remarkable result, which just solidifies their growth in the West Coast region of the Western Cape.
These are 3 by-elections, which may or may not change. It has changed the composition of Oudtshoorn. It has changed the composition of in the Cederberg region, where Cederberg Eerste won a ward of the ANC. But what does this mean for a general election or a provincial election? Are by-elections enough to be some sort of bellwethers for what we can look into for later next month?
We know historically there are bellwethers. So, Lester, there were 3 big questions I had about the PA. The one was, could they fight multiple by-elections on one day? The answer to that question is a resounding yes. The second question is, if they've broken down the blue wall in the Swartland, can they make deep inroads in the city of Cape Town in places like Hanover Park and Tafelsig, etc.? That is the million-dollar question of the Cape election. And then thirdly, can they do what they do in 3 by-elections on a national election? Because it's one thing fighting multiple by-elections. It's another thing running an election campaign. But up until now, the PA have been answering those questions. Can they answer those other further questions I've just put?
It's about a month to go till we go to the polls on the 29th of May. As Wayne says, every vote counts for regardless of who your persuasion is. You've made your mind up on who you're going to vote for. But very, very interesting by-election results here in the Western Cape. Your thoughts, 0214460567.